RNIB sells what's called an acoustic battery tester because it can indicate the amount of charge in a standard or rechargeable battery by emitting audible signals. Weighing 52 grams and measuring 0.7 of an inch by a little over 4 inches by about 1.5 inches, the unit itself is battery powered. You put the battery you want to test on the contacts on the device, or you use one contact and a flying lead, depending on which type of battery you're testing, to get an instantaneous indication of the state of the battery. Tani Smith-Hughes from RNIB told us a little more, and we first asked Tani about the nature of the audible signals it gives out.
Well, it's called acoustic, as it does a series of beeps to let you know the strength of the battery.
Might be a good idea straight away to have a listen to those beeps. This is what it sounds like then when you hook it up to a battery to see how much power it has in it.
So, with the beeps, one beep would indicate that the battery charge is almost empty, two beeps indicate the battery charge is half full, and three beeps indicate the battery charge is completely full.
Now, batteries, of course, come in all shapes and sizes, from the sort of tiny little batteries, even some button batteries as well, to fairly substantial ones that have to power bigger things. Will this work with any sort of battery?
The main batteries this will work with, it tests all conventional 1.5 volt and 9 volt batteries.
That does actually cover quite a few, doesn't it? Because, yes, the PP3 is the 9-volt battery, or equivalent, and then the little batteries like the AAA, AAs and so on, it will work with any of those.
Yes.
Now, the unit itself is a kind of rectangular black box with a lead coming out of it. Is it easy to use in terms of finding the right end of the battery to attach to that floating lead? I mean, how do you sort of physically measure the power of the battery, as it were?
It's a very simple battery tester within itself. It's not particularly huge. And in terms of testing the batteries, you'll find on the top where the loudspeaker is, there is a singular metal dot there, and that will test the 1.5 volt batteries. And as you mentioned there about the wire coming out, you'll put the wire onto the positive pole. The device will switch itself on and you'll hear the result.
Right, so you put one end of the battery, the negative end, on the little metal dot, and then the flying lead, as it were, just sits on the other end so that you've got the battery being tested by the unit.
That's right. And in terms of the 9-volt batteries, if you turn the battery tester over where the battery compartment is, you will find that at the top you can feel two raised metal dots as well. They are for testing the 9-volt batteries. So what you would do is you would put the plus and minus poles of the battery onto those contacts. Once again, the device turns itself on and you'd hear the result.
And if anything is connected the wrong way round, I assume it can't do any damage, but will you know, because will you not get a result? I'm thinking, say someone's got no sight at all, do they have to make sure that the battery's in the right way round, and will they get an indication if it isn't?
Yes, if you've not put them on correctly, then you won't hear anything. So what we do say is, if you can't hear anything, turn the batteries over to the other side to see if that works, and if still nothing, then it could be that the batteries could be weak or empty.
What about powering the unit itself? It must itself have a battery inside somewhere.
It does indeed. This product will include two AAA batteries to run the battery tester itself.
And replacing those batteries, how easy is that? I'm thinking for someone with limited or no sight.
Well, if you turn the battery tester over so the speaker is facing upwards, the battery cover will be there. And at the top of the battery compartment, you'll find two markings, a tactile dot and a tactile ring. So these will indicate how you need to put the batteries in to show you where they go.
Now, this acoustic battery tester costs £34.95, and this ex-VAT price applies if it's bought by someone who's blind or partially sighted, or by someone on their behalf. And the price includes the two AAA batteries that power the unit. And further information is available from RNIB's helpline by phoning 0303 123999. Double nine. That's 0303 123 9999, or by emailing helpline@rnib.org.uk.